This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
All right, everybody. Good morning. Let's get our heads right. It is a Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. Listening to Ben and Woods. There's a little cash. Lost my voice in the first inning. And you can guess why and how. We will get into all of that. My name is Woodsy. Our executive producer is Paul Reindel. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Woodsy.
It's good to be here. It's good to see you. And, of course, always good to see my co-host and friend, Benjamin R. Higgins. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Woodsy. Don't you listen to the general manager's advice? Didn't he just over the weekend tell you to act like you've been there and now you show up voiceless because you were screaming so loud last night?
I don't take authority very well, and AJ Preller did chastise me for cheering a Tommy Pham home run on what, Saturday night?
Friday night.
God, I can never remember what night I went. And I lost it yesterday when Manny hit that absolute rocket piss missile tank tater to left field for a 3-run homer in the first. It was a beautiful, beautiful night at the old ball yard, Benny.
42,000 plus in attendance.
You know, just another win, though. I mean, you got a lot of these games. I was going to downplay it today. I was pretty fired up, man. I was pretty fired up last night.
Is it time to dismiss the Dodgers as the not real rival? Perhaps the Giants or the Padres'
real rival?
Yeah,
it's probably the Giants, actually.
At this point.
Yeah.
And concern ourselves a little bit less with the team in blue.
Second place team. Your eyes set on the first place.
He's not that
team.
Good. I mean, you know, you see him out there playing guys like Rex, and you go, wow, this team just doesn't have much.
Well,
focus ourselves on that team from the Bay Area now.
One of the things that I find the funniest about the Dodgers and Dodger fans. So we had really good seats. My buddy Boggsy, they've had season tickets for 30 years. So we sit down, and we're in 106.
So that's a good section.
Very good section. Great views.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And 19.
The pretty people.
19
down front.
And now there's two Dodger fans behind me. And they were nice enough guys, right? And baseball fans. You could tell they were fairly, you know, they were kind of guessing, hey, what's he going to throw here? I mean, they weren't buffoons. And we chatted them up a little bit. They were not the aggressive type. But the mental gymnastics that were going on behind me in the stands last night, it is pretty interesting. And you know, I'm the same way. We're all the same way. But you listen to them last night, like, after the first inning, you heard, God, our lineup is just trash right now. And I'm listening, and I'm not saying anything. I'm not responding. I'm just listening. Man, our lineup is trash. And I'm looking down the lineup, and I'm like, well, you got Mookie Betts. You got Justin Turner. You got Chris Taylor. I mean, it's still a pretty formidable lineup, right? I mean, yeah, you're missing Bellinger and you're missing Muncy and Seager. But for years, all we've heard about was how deep. Hey, listen, it doesn't matter if somebody goes down. The Dodger ways, we just plug in another badass and he comes up and he starts mashing. Hasn't really been the case.
No, it's a good point because
all we've heard.
They've let some of those guys go. Jock Peterson, pitching depth, Kenta Maeda, yep. You know, guys who have gone on and done fairly well, at least okay, other places, but they were the core of the Dodgers' depth.
Yeah.
And now they're looking a little bit more like a good team still, but like every other good team.
Yeah,
like, yeah. A good team that gets not so good pretty fast when you lose two or three starters.
And that's what I'm saying is like, okay, so now you may be back down, you know, Kike Hernandez. I mean, imagine him filling in, you know, for, I mean, that's a nice piece and he's doing pretty well in Boston. And so, yeah, you really believed so much in your depth and all you guys have preached is how deep you are. Well, I mean, you're feeling it a little bit last night. But look, I mean, you've got a guy on the mound that has traditionally owned the Padres. And I'm not saying it's because of sticky stuff, Ben, but that guy looked like an absolute scrub last night. I mean, he was 93, 94 down the middle, and he got hit pretty hard. None harder than, I mean, Tommy Pham's ball, his first AB was unbelievable. Watching him work that count and then just leaning on one to right field was awesome. Obviously, the Manny bomb in the first was incredible. It was electric at Petco Park. And I'll say this. I did see a lot of people tweeting less. Oh, there's too much blue here.
What percentage? I've seen some estimates, but I wanted to get your opinion since you were there. What was the percentage balance between Padres fans and Dodgers fans last night at the game?
I'll say this. I've been to a bunch of those games, and it was the best I've ever seen. By far. I mean, by far, it was the best. Sure, there's a smattering, right? One is too many. You're never going to have 100% capacity of your favorite team.
I've been to games at Petco Park, Dodgers-Padres games, where I'd say it was 30% Padres fans.
Correct.
And 70%
same.
Dodgers fans.
I would say it was probably flipped.
I heard 80-20 Padres from people.
Yeah, it really, I saw people getting upset online, and I'm like, dude, I'm here. And there's a few here. Every time they got a chant going, it was drowned out by Padres fans. It was a lot of fun. I didn't see any. I wasn't there super super late, but I didn't see a ton of people acting out of school or out of turn. I didn't. You know, it was a fairly. I mean, they were out of it early. Like, I mean, they wanted to get out of there after Manny hit that bomb because number one, you don't want to be down four runs in the first inning with Yu Darvish throwing against you, and you really don't want Manny Machado hitting a bomb off you. Okay, so they were quiet. They were quiet from the get-go. I mean, that's exactly what they had to do. They came out, they punched them hard right in the mouth, and you know, took the game from there.
Well, we said yesterday after the seven unbelievably dramatic, exciting, stressful matchups earlier
almost
in the
awful.
Season.
Yeah, almost
almost
awful.
Torturous as a fan just to watch every single one of them. The Padres won. Four out of those seven, 4-3. We said yesterday on the show, none of us would mind if, you know, the Padres took 2 out of 3 and none of the games were really all that close. And what happened last night? Well, after four batters, the Padres were ahead 4-0, and the Dodgers never brought the tying run to the plate. Now, they had the tying run in the on-deck circle with the bases loaded and Mookie Betts at the plate later in the game. It wasn't entirely like kick back your feet, relax, and enjoy the victory all the way because you're always wondering, well, it's still the Dodgers.
And we still, our bullpen is still battered right now.
Saw the Padres come back from, 7-1 down in the seventh inning to win a game against the Dodgers earlier this season. So you're never going to feel entirely comfortable. But as far as these two teams in this season, that's as stress-free, I think, as a win you're going to get in this series this year.
So, there's no doubt.
There it was. They came through for us, got an early lead, held on to it all the way through the game, and then cruised home with an easy ninth inning. Emilio Pagan, 1-2-3, not even a save situation. Padres win 6-2, take the opener to the series. Now 5-3 against the Dodgers this year, which, by the way, we're almost halfway through the season series. 8 of 19 games played.
Yep.
Padres now have a bit of an advantage. You win 5 out of the last 11, you win the season series.
Correct.
At this point.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, we all would have taken that for sure. But now, you know, again, we've kind of talked about it. You asked me a couple of weeks ago, and I'm telling you, man, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the injuries that they have. I don't know. But that team just does not scare me like they used to. They just don't. And maybe it was the Jock Petersons and the Kike Hernandez and, you know, the Kenta Maedas, Benny. Maybe that was it. But they do. And now with this crackdown and all this, they just don't scare me like they used to. And maybe that's me being an idiot. I don't know. But I know that our guys get up for these games. And it was evident last night. Jake Cronenworth, man, my God. I mean, there's 5 MVPs from last night's game off the top of my head. I mean, they just Manny rising to the challenge last night. Fernando Tatis Jr., of course, you know, playing his ass off again.
He only reached base 4 times and didn't homer in his return from the one day off.
Right.
So kind of a disappointing performance by Tatis, if I'm being totally honest.
No, that tongue is firmly implanted in the cheek. You take that performance from him every single time. It was awesome. It was awesome. And I can't stress enough how important it was to get that massive lead early. I mean, it for the 30% or 20% that were in the stadium, sucked the air right out of them. I mean, they were just quiet. They tried to get it going. I mean, it is a heavyweight bout.
Where, it's huge.
Where a guy comes out and just the first right cross he throws, just bam, just the guy's knees start to wobble. And they wobbled, and they wobbled for the rest of the night. And it was Manny hitting that bomb. I yelled so loud that I had to sit down because I saw stars and my head started to hurt. I'm like, I may have had a slight aneurysm last night because I did something in my – I broke my brain for a minute because when he hit it right off the bat, it was incredible. It was incredible. Such a – The atmosphere was electric down there.
I think the stat I saw last night, Julio Urias had given up 3 runs in his first 14 outings in the first inning and then gave up 4 runs in the first inning against the Padres last night.
Jesse, too, was talking about Jesse had tweeted about how he just never walks guys either, and he had kind of matched like his, I can't remember what it was, but he was
I don't think he had walked more than 2 in a start all season. He walked 4 last night.
Yeah, it was he was very erratic and just very average. And our guys who are feeling it right now, man, they're feeling it. And you know, we talked about momentum yesterday. Momentum's only as good as your next day starter. And Yu Darvish was incredible last night. You know, he nibbles a lot. He does nibble. It's a bit frustrating, but, man, he's got the pitches to put you away after he nibbles.
You say that, but nibblers also don't...
He only had one walk.
...get to 1,500 strikeouts, usually,
it's
in
crazy.
197 career games, the fastest of all time.
Benny, it doesn't make sense, but he is a nibbler. He's a nibbler, but he's a really good nibbler. Does that make sense? So I was talking to my buddy about it last night. Now, he's a baseball agent, and they have represented plenty of Japanese pitchers and players. And he said to me, and I didn't know this. He goes, do you know, Woodsy, he goes, in the Japanese culture, their biggest fear as a pitcher is to leave one down the middle. So it's why it frustrates us. We go, God, you got 97, like... Make them beat you on your fastball, then break out the other 12 pitches. Like, establish your fastball. That's the way, I guess, American baseball has always been. You have 97 in the bag, you establish it. And then you work off of that, right? And you can pitch backwards and everything else. He goes, no, in the Japanese culture, and this is, again, coming from a guy that's the business, he goes, leaving one down the middle is, like, the worst thing you can do. So they tend to go in, out, up, down. They nibble a little bit.
Bring shame on your family.
Bring shame on your family. He's like, and I thought, I go, well, that, I said, Boggsy, it doesn't make sense to me because you would think the Japanese culture would be like, I'm not going to spin this ball. I'm going to throw you my straight ball and see how far you can hit. You know, like it's more of a gentleman agreement, but it was pretty good insight, and I found it fascinating last night. Now, our guy going on the bump tonight, Blake Snell, throw your fastball, Blake Snell. Like he has to throw his fastball and get ahead and stay ahead.
And you also have to realize that once or twice the Dodgers are going to get it.
Correct.
If you're throwing it, they're going to get it, and you're probably going to give up, hopefully, a solo shot or two.
Correct.
And no
more. And that's
more.
Okay.
and then, you know, trust your teammates to score a few runs and win you a ball game that way. But you're absolutely right. You pitches backwards more than any other pitcher you've ever seen.
It's beautiful, though.
You don't, and I heard Jesse and was talking about it last night. You don't really see a guy use a fastball as his change of pace pitch. But the fastball is really his changeup.
Yeah.
In that it changes the velocity that you're expecting at home plate. Usually it's a changeup. That's why they call it a changeup. Hey, you keep seeing 96, 96. All of a sudden, 84 comes, and you can't adjust to it that quickly. Well, when you keeps going with the 89 slider, 91, 91, and then hits 97, that's his changeup. That's a, whoa, whoa. I was not expecting that, and it what make that pitch so effective for him.
Yeah, he is an incredible watch. He really is. And in person, you kind of see, and the view I had was kind of the side view, his pitches, man. I mean, just when he, and that's the thing, it drives me crazy because it's like, dude, 97 in the bag, and you're taking guys to 2-2 count, 3-2 count when you probably don't have to. But, man, I'm not going to question him and his approach one bit because he is electric. He's an ace of this staff. And I shudder to think where this team would be without you, Darvish, man. He's so fun to watch.
Speaking of our friend Jesse Agler, it's Tuesday. That means Jesse will join us later this morning. Listen for him at 8:35 for his Incorporator Tuesday appearance on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Before that, lots of Padres talk. Had a couple of other interesting stories in sports yesterday, including, we haven't even discussed this off the air, so I have no idea if you want to talk about it. Maybe you don't want to talk about it, but Carl Nassib's post yesterday
that,
on Instagram.
I saw that, yeah.
Which was, I thought, pretty interesting, so we can discuss that a little bit coming up. Maybe even take some phone calls, 833-288-0973. Victory Tuesday for the Padres. They've won 5 straight. They're taking on the Dodgers. This is why we do this. We love it. Love that you're joining us this morning. It's Ben and Woods, Paul Reindel. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Shout out this morning, Benny, to my 3-year-old, Bo. It's his favorite song in the world, Red Flag Day by U2. He is obsessed with it, and it's the only song I'm allowed to play.
Do
in
you
car.
Know how lucky you are, though? Now, I get it. When you have kids of that age, whatever they love, you will get worn out on.
Right.
It could be your favorite song in the world.
I still love this song.
But you are so lucky that he chooses U2 and
Iron
not,
Maiden.
You know, Baby Einstein or whatever. I mean,
it's funny because in mom's
my kids
car,
got obsessed with. Oh. Mockingbird by Toby Keith's version. Toby Keith's country version of it.
Well, he in mom's car he listens to Daniel Tiger. In dad's car he listens to what dad listens to and loves it. Now this, I don't know why this song resonated with him, but I look in the back seat. And he asks for it, and he's singing every word. And it's the cutest thing you've ever seen. I text my wife, I go, if he's up and listening, make sure he's listening. And she said he is. So, good morning, buddy. Daddy loves you, and I will see you after school.
Hi, Bobo. Good to have you up this morning. I know my children, summer vacation. They are almost up. Just give them another 4.5 hours, and they will definitely be up and almost at them. I mean, breakfast isn't even a thing anymore at our house. We're just straight to lunch.
Yeah.
When they get up at this point.
Yeah, suck it.
Thanks, Bo. Appreciate it. Right, we got our Padres wrap-up coming up here in a couple of minutes. Ben and Woods broadcasting live from the Home Loan Arranger studio at 97.3 The Fan. Don't put your loan in danger. Call the Loan Arranger. The biggest story in sports, though, at least, I mean, headline-wise, was the NFL story yesterday. Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib, who posted on his Instagram account that he was coming out as openly gay and becoming the first active NFL player to ever do so. And I think the reaction I saw mostly was very supportive, you know, across the board. I did see some people, not certainly critical of Nassib, but more going like, why do we need to say this at this point? I mean, why, you know, just it's what his decision, he's fine with it. And I thought about that, Woods, and I would love if we were there and that it really didn't matter to people and it wasn't important. And but I do think it is important that someone does this and shows that it's not going to be a big deal. We've seen it kind of in the past. Remember Michael Sam and, you know, what a huge story and kind of weight I think that was on him.
Yeah,
but he wasn't he wasn't ever going to probably be an everyday starter in the NFL. This guy's already proven it. I mean, he's a pass rusher, like 20 sacks. You know, he's a key player. He's going to be a key player going forward. And from what I read, he said, you know, he's still going to be kind of private. He's not someone who's going to be an activist about it. But it doesn't sound like this was going to be a shock to any of his teammates.
He was great. Remember him in when we first started
Hard Knocks.
We first started.
I thought
our
show was him, right?
Yeah, it's him. So we started our show.
Who names their baby Carl?
Yeah, exactly. And he was the financial wizard guy.
Yeah.
He was like, hey man, let's say I make $200,000 and I get my pay. And he was
helping all the other rookies.
Yeah, dude, he was great. So dynamic and funny. And here's what sums it up for me this morning. John Amici was on with Dan Le Batard, and he says, quote, there's a young person with a greater sense of hope today because of this young man. That is a good thing. Boom. That's it. If it makes one more person comfortable with who they are, go ahead. And that should be celebrated.
And he said in his statement that one of the reasons he did it, and he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project in conjunction with his announcement and coming out, is that, you know, the suicide rate for LGBTQ plus teens in America is still it exponentially higher than normal, you know, not normal, but non-LGBTQ teens. And if they just have one accepting adult in their life, that lowers the rate a whole lot. So just having that out there, I think, is really important. And I liked Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders, whose quote was, doesn't change my opinion of Carl as a man or as a Raider.
Right.
Which is great. Great reaction. Just kind of what you wanted to see. I was actually impressed. These things have tended to turn into kind of sideshows and not because of the person, but because of the media, because of the reaction. And it kind of wears us all out. And I thought yesterday everyone handled it pretty darn well.
Well, that was, you know, you go back to the Michael Sam thing. Was it 2013-ish? Every headline was gay football player Michael Sam says blank. And there was just like, why can't he just be football player Michael Sam?
Yeah, and you know, the way that Nassib did it, too, I thought it was just very matter of fact. Like, hey, guys, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. You know, he doesn't want to go another year playing in the NFL without being able to who he is. And I thought it was awesome. I mean, I'm the father of two sons. And, you know, if one of my kids was gay, that would be fine with me. I would just, you know, and the other thing is, if they have friends that are gay, just be accepting. Be accepting of your fellow human being, man. It's a great lesson for all of us.
And I love how he said, I'm really happy in my life, which is why I want to do it. It's not because I don't want to live this, you know, secret life anymore.
I'm
really happy with my life, and I want to show everybody, you know, how happy I am with who I am and you know, where I am in my life. And I thought that was really cool.
It is. I mean, being able to be who you are is a good thing, always. Always a good thing. So, yeah, that was, and I saw it, like, and I watched the Instagram thing, and I went, and here was my reaction. Oh, cool. Love that guy. He was great. He was so funny on Hard Knocks, man, and good for him, and good for the Raiders. I know the fans will embrace him. That's what you're supposed to do.
All right, we've got our Padres wrap-up coming up next. We've already discussed some of the game, but certainly more to get to. Padres over the Dodgers, game one of the three-game series at Petco Park. Certainly a big one. They're always big when these teams play. We'll get to that coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so I knew this would be an issue, Paul. We had two of our great partners during the break. We were talking about Dr. Roy David and Lone Pronto, which means Woods couldn't do what he normally does during a break, which is go to the restroom, which means
he's walking
he's
in
still
right now,
there
still zipping up
when
his
we're
pants.
Back and the show's going.
Put that away.
And dock you for the time off.
That's fine.
Clock out, clock back in.
He's just taking a mandatory 10-minute break. As sanctioned by the state of California.
Exactly.
Padres wrap-up. Get to hear Jesse's great calls of the exciting first inning and win over the Dodgers. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Lefty-lefty with Cronenworth swinging at the first pitch, lining it into left field. That's a base hit. Pham is rounding third. He will score. Fernando's on his way to third. He'll be held there. And Cronenworth into second with an RBI double. It has taken three batters, and the Padres have a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers. This is the start of the second of three trips L.A. will make to downtown San Diego. 1-2, hammered. Absolutely crushed. Deep to left. Rex going back. Looking up. Gonna go. Three-run homer, Manny Machado. And the Padres have a 4-0 lead before Julio Urias has one out in the first inning.
There are no games being played today at the plate. The Padres mean business. Manny Machado got something up in the zone, and he didn't necessarily hit it his best, but he got enough of it. Three-run shot, Manny Machado, Padres with an early 4-0 lead here in the first.
2-2, McKinstry swings, and a foul tip held by Caratini, strike three. Five consecutive strikeouts for Yu Darvish, got Turner and Smith to end the first, and he takes care of Beatty, Taylor, and McKinstry in the second. Base is empty, two outs. First pitch to him, swung on, sent to deep center field. Grisham racing back on the warning track. It's going to go. Mookie Betts a line drive home run over the fence in just about straightaway center field. First hit of the night for the Dodgers, and now a 4-1 Padre lead here in the third. First pitch on the way, breaking ball hung and hit a mile out to deep right field. Way back, going to go. Jake Cronenworth with a two-run homer, his ninth of the year, and it's 6-1 Padres in the fifth.
Jake Cronenworth does not swing first pitch often, but he's done it twice today. Single to left for an RBI. This time he gets a first pitch breaking ball, middle, exit stage right, two-run shot, Jake Cronenworth.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. That is swung on and skied to center. Should be playable. Trent Grisham jogging in, waiting for it. He makes the catch and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and the Dodgers leave the bases loaded. Pollock came on as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning and struck out. He's 0 for 1. Padres by 4 in the ninth. He swings at the first pitch, pops it up. Foul ground, third base, Manny charging in front of the Dodger dugout. He makes the catch. That is the ball game, and that is a winner. Padres take game one of the series over the Dodgers by a final of 6-2, and Yu Darvish pitching brilliantly against his former team for the third time this season.
We knew it was going to be a big game, and then just, just the fans into it and, you know, having a packed house. And, you look all around the stadium, the place is full. You look in the right center kind of hill out there. It looked packed out there. It's just it's an awesome environment to be in, and it's even more exciting to play.
He may not know it's called Gallagher Square now. May have not even known it was called the Park at the Park, just the right center hill. But Jace Tingler did put together a great lineup, because you know what he did yesterday, Woods? He put all the hits together. And that's really what you're trying to do as a manager. Hey, you're not going to have all eight guys in the lineup go 3-for-4.
Right.
So the best thing you can possibly do is hopefully pick the 4 or 5 guys who do have good nights and put them in a row. And that's exactly what happened. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the Padres last night. All, I think, 10 hits among those guys at the top of the order. That was huge.
Hey, Padre fans, there is no reason at all that Jake Cronenworth should be sixth in voting for the All-Star game. No reason whatsoever. So today, after you call Lone Pronto, after you call Dr. Roy David, after you pick up your new Mach 1 from Penske Ford, take your happy ass over to your computer, go to MLB.com, click on All-Star Voting, go vote 5 times for Jake Cronenworth, then do it again tomorrow. I'm going to do it right
then
now.
Then reward yourself with lunch at the Regal Beagle.
Exactly. Get you a fresh sausage, get it in you.
And go get yourself some new teeth from Dr.
Then,
Christopher Anger.
Do the teeth before you get the sausage.
Okay, good idea.
Then go down
with all the money that you're saving at Lone Pronto. Take
go
that
to Seven
money.
Mile Casino and double it. Okay,
problem solved.
It's very simple to do.
We've got your day planned for you here.
That's it.
On Ben and Woods.
I mean, you'd be busy. What's the first thing you would do in that day? Go get your head looked at if you're bald, right? Stop by Penske Ford, get your
maybe
car.
Maybe do the teeth first, actually.
Teeth
get
first,
that done.
Go to Dr. David, knock out the two doctors.
Then you can smile all day long.
Smile all day long. Head on over to Penske Ford, get your new Mach 1. Drive that sucker down to the Regal Seagull. Get you some food, okay? Then go down to where else? Down to 7 Mile.
Yes.
Finish strong. And you can call Lone Pronto from the car and
that's
work
true.
On your refund.
Yeah.
They'll take care of you.
Don't text and drive. But
then go to MLB.com and everybody go. I mean, vote for all our guys. But Jake Cronenworth being sixth and, by the way, Max Muncy being like the top vote getter. This can't
By the way,
while
you're doing this and you're driving around, my friends at Penske Lincoln are servicing your other vehicle from your car because they come and pick it up.
They do.
You don't even have to be there. They bring it back to you. You'll have a nicely serviced Lincoln Navigator waiting for you at home at the end of the day.
All right. So go vote.
Perfect.
Go vote for our beloved Padres.
And I saw Fernando Tatis Jr., the latest vote updates were out yesterday. He's racing away from everybody at the shortstop position in the National League. But I didn't realize they're doing that again where they're going to reset the vote totals, and then the top three, they start voting again. So you need to get Jake Cronenworth into the top three.
Yeah, let's do
so
it.
So he can still be alive. Right now, the Padres, the only player that's going to advance right now into the top three is Fernando Tatis Jr. I mean, it's crime. If Manny Machado, come on, top three, third baseman, top three, are you kidding, in the National League?
No doubt. No doubt.
There's believe me. The people in the know in baseball, general managers, they will all tell you that Manny Machado is not just a top three third baseman, but
he's a top one.
He's a top one.
Yeah, he really is.
Has he had the best luck in the first couple of months of the season?
How about the play to start the game last night?
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
He makes it look easy.
Yeah,
and it ain't easy. Which almost
it hurts him. It really does.
I mean, in things like All-Star voting, because he doesn't need to make plays look as spectacular. You know, Nolan Arenado makes a lot of plays look spectacular. He's a very good defender.
Very good.
But Manny makes plays that, you know, Nolan Arenado's diving for and getting all dirty and, you know, firing, and he makes them look easy. He just, you know, flips them over right on target every single time. It's just not the same sort of look. And you want what Manny's got more than anything else.
I've really changed because I voted. You'll never believe who I voted for shortstop for the American League.
American League shortstop. Is Derek Jeter still on the ballot? No,
he's not still on the ballot. I voted for Xander Bogaerts.
Oh, Red Sox.
Probably the most deserving out there. Which
I was trying to go through my mind of the list of AL shortstops.
He's really, really
good.
Not
a ton of them were like coming to mind.
Pretty underrated, man. But I just voted for Austin Nola as well, which I think is a little bit odd. But
it's a bit of a homer pick based on his
just a touch.
Somewhat injury-riddled first half of the season.
He's played six games, I think.
He was out there catching on the machine yesterday. Yep. So,
He's getting back.
It's not like he's an imminent return, but he's taking steps and moving forward toward coming back. You know, Victor Caratini's done a nice job, but he can't do it all alone. And, you know, Webster Rivas has done a nice job since he's come up. But they need Austin Nola to come back. They need to get their bullpen healthy again. They need Drew Pomeranz back. There's definitely been some cracks in the armor of that bullpen. You know,
you're starting.
We were spoiled early in the season by everyone's just going to come in and three strikeouts and blow them away and move on to the next inning. There's starting to be some cracks out there due to fatigue and injuries. So you're going to need to get healthier and you might need to make a move at some point before the trading deadline next month.
I don't think we mentioned it yesterday, but Reggie Lawson, he got the call up, correct?
I believe he did. He didn't get into the game.
No, he did not get into the game yesterday, but he did get the call-up, so he is available.
Returning, he's one of the guys who's returned from Tommy John surgery, right?
Yeah, electric arm. I mean, I'm interested in seeing how that goes. Let's get like a good, solid 8-9 run lead off Kershaw and then bring in, you know, him to make his debut. So they've added some pieces down there with Camarena. You got Lawson down there, too. So, yeah, you should probably see these guys sooner than later. You're going to have to use him at some point. Timmy Hill could use a couple of days. Craig Stammen gave up the bomb, but other than that, pitched pretty well. Pagan was great. Last night.
He makes me so nervous. I actually am better with Craig Stammen coming in, giving up the one home run, but throwing strikes.
Yes.
It was really the Tim Hill, Austin Adams inning that didn't give up any runs.
They make you sick.
That's what makes you nervous when you're ahead. Putting guys on base and giving the Dodgers that they had hope for a moment.
When Mookie Betts came
up to the plate with the bases loaded, Dodgers fans had some hope there. And that was only because you had two guys who had trouble finding home plate last night. So Stammen giving up a solo shot, I'd rather see that in no walks than, you know, three guys on base, two walks, and a hit batsman and get out of it almost in a situation when you're up by five runs,
Agreed.
Four runs. Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Agreed 100%, Benny. Yeah, I mean, they need a break. They need a break, so guys are going to need to step up. But let's get Cronenworth in the All-Star game.
And it's not Padres fans, obviously, that they're the problem. You know, Jake still is not he's not a household name around baseball.
But if you watch him every day like you, my Lord, is he a great baseball player.
He is, but if you even are a big baseball fan from out of market, and you watch Padres highlights, he's still going to get overshadowed.
Yeah.
When you're in an infield with Tatis and Machado,
yes,
it's hard to shine. It's hard to stand out of the pack and, you know, really make people remember you in Cincinnati or in Atlanta or in Washington, D.C. or wherever they're casting ballots. There's just not memorable Jake Cronenworth moments the way
Tatis. But there's so some of the plays he's made this year. I mean, defensively, my God, like, you know, you say that from the national perspective, but if you watch every game like we all do, dude, some of the plays he's made defensively and the way he continues to go in.
Oh, he's the under-the-radar MVP of the Padres.
There's no doubt.
Not the actual MVP.
Right.
That's Tatis.
Right.
But he's the under-the-radar MVP for the Padres.
Dude plays every single day. I mean, he's just, He is just unbelievable. Mason Thompson, not Reggie Lawson. I'm sorry. Mason Thompson's in the
bullpen. Okay, I was going to say. I know Reggie. Reggie Lawson has come back from his Tommy John. He's throwing pretty well down in the minor leagues, but I didn't think they was ready for a call-up yet.
Yeah, sorry about that. Mason Thompson.
But, they're
tired.
They're kind of searching down there for a little bullpen help in the minor leagues right now.
We need it, man. We need it for sure.
This hour, Ben and Woods, brought to you by Business Office Outfitters. San Diego business is booming. Is yours? Get the in-stock office furniture your growing team needs today. And Boo Furniture will deliver it tomorrow. Stop into Boo's massive showroom off Claremont Mesa and the 163 or online at boofurniture.com.
Thanks, Boo.
Business Office Outfitters. Now I get it. It's Boo. B-O-O.
You call B-O-O. Your wife Boo?
No, I do not
call my wife
Boo. Really?
Yeah. Do you, Paulie?
Sometimes.
What do you guys call your wives?
Honey.
Shell.
Honey?
Honey, babe.
She hates honey.
Hannah hates honey, too.
Shelly hates honey.
Really?
Yeah. I'll say sugar. Sometimes she doesn't really like that.
Babe.
Hi, babe. Yeah, I do babe. Yeah,
do babe.
I do boo.
Babe.
Boo.
I'm mostly shell.
Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's serious if either of us call each other by their name.
She calls me Stove.
Paul.
Yeah, I'm in trouble if she's using my name.
Yeah, I get Stove. That's what I get. And then Bo will call me Stove as well.
She calls me Babe.
Oh, she does?
Yeah, but I don't really return that to her that often. She is a babe, but I don't actually say that.
Dean in North Carolina tweets, and you corporate stooges tying in every single sponsorship whilst soliciting votes for Cronenworth. Dean, it's called being a pro. That's what pros do, buddy.
That's how it works.
Yeah,
that's how the game is played.
That's how the game's played, my man.
Good news, I think, crossing our fingers, Ha-Sung Kim had to come out of that game yesterday.
God.
Really, nothing he could do, just that hard shot of a hopper that, hits off his finger and then his chest.
His chest,
I thought his face almost.
97 miles an hour.
He had to come out of the game, and Jace Tingler did say afterwards that they had x-rays, and I think they were holding their breath for a minute, but they were negative. So no broken finger, at least, for Ha-Sung Kim, but he finally starts hitting a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hitting like .333 over his last, dozen games or so. Had the big home run against the Cincinnati Reds over the weekend. Last thing you want is that guy to get hurt right now.
Yep.
Because he's starting to catch up a little bit. We knew there would be an adjustment period. The defense has been really, really good, really solid, as advertised. And now the bat's starting to catch up. And I don't feel that sense of dread. Earlier in the season when they had to use him a ton because of injuries, and he was out there every day, and he was batting seventh or eighth, and he just felt like it was pretty much an automatic out. Now I don't feel that way. I feel like, okay, they got a chance here with Kim at the plate. So hopefully this doesn't set him back at all, and he doesn't have to miss any or much time. But he did have to come out of that game yesterday because of that hard shot that he took off of his finger.
Yeah, man, he's been, again, the depth. That's what we talk about a lot. That's what we wanted for this team. And he's been a really valuable piece. And you just can't help but root for the guy and love the guy like all his teammates do. And, yeah, I hope it's nothing, serious. I know it's not broken or anything like that, but it can be one of those nagging injuries, man, that messes with you for a while. So hopefully he's okay. But, yeah, there's nothing he can do. Nothing. I mean, it was just... Hot shot off, wasn't it off the glove?
Yeah,
as
kinda,
well.
Yeah, kind of tipped the glove and then off the finger.
Yeah.
He kind of had hand up like good fielding position.
Yeah.
He had both of his hands up to try to stop it. Unfortunately, just got the gloveless hand a little too much on that play. Giants were off, so the Padres now four and a half games. Well, the Padres they'll make it. The Padres have two off days coming up on Thursday and then Monday, so a real chance to kind of reset and. Get the bullpen, get the starting pitching fresh, and then they finish with another 13 straight going into the All-Star break.
Good God. All right.
But they are still ahead of everybody else in terms of games played.
Yeah.
So they'll
get theirs.
Other
later.
Teams will have to catch up at some point, and the Padres will get theirs for sure. But, you want to finish strong here. You're four and a half back. You don't need to catch them by the All-Star break,
no.
But you want to remain pretty close. You want to, hopefully eat into the Dodgers, I think, are two back, so you're two and a half back of the Dodgers. Hey, the Dodgers are a little shorthanded right now. They expect to get Muncy back tonight, could have Bellinger back tomorrow, but they may not be, Muncy and Bellinger yet. They're not putting them into minor league rehab. getting their timing back or anything. They want to bring him back quickly for the Padres, but that could backfire. So, hey, a chance. Go out, win tonight.
Yeah, man.
And you
Take
got a chance.
Series,
you got
buddy.
A chance for a sweep. That means you pick up three games instead of just one game. That's huge at this juncture of the season.
It's a massive start for Blake Snell. Massive.
It's a pretty big
cannot
one.
Cannot be overstated. It is a massive
it
start.
It is a pretty big one. We'll look ahead, obviously, coming up in the next 2 hours of Ben and Woods. Play a little take on Woods when we come back. We're still looking for our second qualifier for our Vegas grand prize, $250 food and beverage, poolside day beds, 833-288-0973. All coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.